I'm the same member of the KMWU, and I'm the Gyeonggi branch is the next to the Sangyong branch. I'm talking to you while I'm operating my automatic machine. My factory is invested from Hyundai Motors. I'm working at the automobile parts factory.
How are you supporting the struggle? What did you do to support it?
Before the 25th of July, we can't go into the factory freely. So after finish our job, we went to Sangyong factory so as to encourage the workers and the leadership. But after that, we raised some funds and we participated in the strike, the struggle, as we got a rally presided by KMWU nearby the factory area.
Can you talk about the violence of the police against the workers? What do you know about the attack that they carried out against the workers in the factory?
Basically, the assault by police is to prohibit the supply of materials, medicals, and food, and so on. It's the most brutal violence, I think. And after that, the helicopter is over the workers. They're pouring some gas-laced waters, very intoxicated waters, that even can melt the rubber styrofoam form, very intoxicated. But they deny about that. The police commandos, they're using any kind of gun and they fight, they beat workers extremely. Even they cannot permit to enter the medical supplies so as to dry up all the workers to die. Anti-humanitarian methods.
Did you see any workers hurt and injured? Do you know what kind of injuries they received from the police?
Yes, I heard that they're using the taser gun. I saw that the first time. They shot a taser gun for the workers. They're using some big iron pipe so as to beat the workers. The scabs, they are using more bigger slingshots in operation buildings. So there are many workers are injured from that attack.
What was the workers' strategy to hold the factory? How were they able to fight the police for so long?
They anticipate the police attack if they seizing the workers. They saving many food, and they got some strategy to holding the paint sector. It will be the useful instrument to defend from any other attacks. The paint plant is so dangerous. There are a bunch of flammable materials right over there. That's why they got some confidence. If we can stay this paint sector longer, the management will succumb to our struggle. Due to the weak social security systems in Korea, if we erosing our jobs, we will be degenerated to a poor condition, you know. That's why the workers are launching a struggle so vigorously and for a long time.
Can you explain a little bit about the weak social system? When a worker is fired, do they get any benefits or compensation? When a worker is fired, what happens to them? How do they survive?
Korea's social security system is so weak. For example, if you got a layoff, you just take a layoff security compensation fund from government just for 6 months. So the money is just half of the money before he got received. It's just a small one. And, you know, the other the subsidiary fund, there is no subsidiary fund society if they got a layoff. So he have to leaving their families by himself. That's why they got a struggle. Korea's all welfare system is established by the company levels. So that's why they're losing their jobs, no medical supply or no money for their children for school.
Okay. I'm curious, how close were you to the factory, and have you met any of the workers who survived, and have you talked with them?
Right after reached the conclusion between the management and the workers, I've never met those workers because many of the colleagues whom we met went to the police. They are in interrogation now, so we can't contact with them. After they move to the detention centers, the prison, you can get in touch with them. Some of the spokesmen, this is one of our group, is in jail now. He's in interrogation situation now.
How do you think this situation can be avoided in the future so that the workers are not defeated? What can we learn from this experience?
That's the important thing to raise. In my personal opinion, you have to prepare the because, you know, just like the other countries, the regular workers' movement is isolated. If we enlarge our action plan throughout the civil society and the general people and even the non-regular workers, if we do that, we will win any kind of the struggle. So it may be a turning point as for the regular-oriented labor movement in Korea.
Can you talk about why the occupation went for so long, for 3 months, 77 days? Why did it go on for so long before the police finally attacked?
The management, they just pushing for the layoffs. All the members, 976, they don't have the other alternative. They just want to layoff those people, at least 40% of the anticipated layoff the workers. So that's why the people have to struggle for a long time. If they lay up, they will be degenerated to the poor condition. So that's why I have to fight against the lay up plan. The main point, the workers have to do their struggle, not for the working class consciousness, just for their life, for their families.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the inside the plant, the workers received support from family members who brought in supplies for them?
Prior to the 24th of July, they can connect each other and they can get a food from house and the wipers and the other guys, get some food and get some information or into the factories inside. But after that, the riot police and higher folks encircled all the factory areas. So after that, all the materials from outside cannot do. We can just contact each other by the internet or the mobile phone because the management didn't cut off the electricity until first or second day of the August. Because if they cut off the electricity, the 10th sector is all the material will be bad. So that's why they couldn't cut off the electricity until second August.
What are your feelings? Do you think that some of the unions now are going to be able to connect with each other and be less isolated in the future?
KMU, despite each organization, the structure is organized by the industrial level. And as the economic crisis is going on, that's why we cannot doing the solidarity struggle at once. Despite the KMU leadership, the metal union declared the all-out strike, but at the factory levels, we cannot obey those orders. So that's why we couldn't get the powerful solidarity struggle against that the management and the government. As the economic crisis is getting deeper and deeper, the psychological condition of workers are so self-centered and they just care by themselves. Despite the Ssangyong branches got taking a long strike, but the other branches, just like the Hyundai, Kia, Motor Union, the situation is so bad, they can't move together. Just like the other years before. They just care for their working condition, not like the other working class, not mobilizing together. It's our task as for the Korean labor unionists to mobilize together actively so as to defend the working class interests.
Mm-hmm. What is the reaction in general been of the Korean public? Did they know about this plant? Was it covered in the media? And what has been the general reaction?
The survey poll shows that more than 60% of people agree to solve the Ssangyong struggle as peaceful way, not this kind of way. And they criticize the brutal attack from police. The situation in Korea democracy is deteriorating. So many people are worried about this kind of trend. This kind of brutal repression, it represents the personality of Lee Myung-bak government. So even the government is pushing for the media, the reformed media law. You may heard about that. So many Korean public are worried about that. But, you know, it's a very hard thing to work together so as to defend the working class, not only for working class, but also for the interest of the in general people in Korea.
Mm-hmm. When were you last in Pyeongtaek?
You know, after just prior to the attached their site, the camps, they attacked solidarity tents. They attacked the people, solidarity people. So there are many solidarity people have to deposit, expelled from the violence of the camps. And after that, when I went to the Pyeongtaek area, right after finishing my walking job, the scabs, they blockade our passing through the foodway. It's an illegal thing. More than 200 people whom they are using the iron pipe and so on. And the police, they just over there. They just look and they're doing their jobs. visited by last time to stay in Pyeongtaek.
Okay, so I just want to check that I understood it correctly. And so you were saying that the solidarity protesters were near the gate of the factory and that they were attacked by the scabs and the thugs with iron crowbars. Is that correct?
Yes, right, yes.
Okay.
And many vehicles, solidarity vehicles, are broken by the attacks of the scabs.
Mm-hmm. And the police during that time just stood by and let the attack happen?
Yes.
And so would you say that would you say the police and the scabs were working together?
Yes, they are working together originally. And after that, all the scabs, they are doing automatically their jobs. After day by day, they are doing their jobs more efficiently.
And can you just talk about, I mean, why were the scabs there? Why were they motivated to attack you and attack the other demonstrators?
All the scabs, they just want the workers to be surrendered, because after that, they can survive, they think. I'm so shocked, the scabs, end of the July maybe, they just follow the order of the management at the time. Their action is so passive, but after day by day, their actions, while they fight with workers.
And you mentioned that the police were beating people, they used clubs and they used tasers and they used the gas. Can you talk about the tools that the workers used to resist, you know, slingshots and other things? What tools were they using to fight?
At first, when I saw them in mid of the July, they just some people seizing the pipe. But after the attack of the police, they armed with some slingshot and using the bolt and nut as an instrument and some Molotov cocktails so as to defend their factory, the burning some old tires. That's all they can use as an instrument for defend themselves.
Are there any politicians? Are there any leaders in the parliament, any official people who expressed sympathy with the workers, who are allies with the workers?
Yeah, but especially the progressive the parties and DLP, the Democratic Labor Party, the members, some of the congressmen are sitting the hunger strike for more than 10 days. But the main opposition parties, they're just doing the lip service. They're just saying, oh, the police are doing violence too much. They just own the lip service. That's all they do. It's the struggle between the people who to be die and the people who will stay. It's the struggle between two parts. And I think it's the struggle of the consciousness. We have learned about the fact that all workers are the same. We are the same. You are the same. You got one dignity, but despite they get along with the former 10 or 20 years, and they are all same, but because of the order, the left and not to be left, divide, and after that, they have to struggle each other. I think this is so painful, the scenery that I've seen. It's my personal view of the struggle. And the second one is more the structural viewpoint. We have to enlarge our action plan to the more non-nuclear part or the ordinary civil peoples so as to defend the working class itself.
Obviously, this interview is for a U.S. American audience. You know, what would your message be to Americans who are listening?
As the economic crisis is deeper and deeper, the workers in each respective countries, they are care for themselves. I suggest to some of my colleagues in Korea, why we didn't sending a solidarity message to the GM Motors workers? Why don't we have some campaign for the interest of the working class in USA? I would like to join together so as to defend the working class, not only for working class, but only for the human being. We have to make up our lives, my lives, and our family lives. But it's the same case in USA and the other countries are the same. So why we can't moving together so as to defend the human life? That's why what I do in my life.
And just also, can you talk about the effects of the U.S. government's policy towards Korea on the economy, the free trade agreement, and other parts of U.S. policy towards Korea?
You want to be treated equally as a friend or as a foreign country, not to be a subordinate. And actually, we oppose to the FTA just only for the interest of the capitalist, not for the workers or the agriculture, the peoples, and so on. Basically, we oppose that.
I think I'm done with questions. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, firstly, thank you so much for your concern for the struggle by this another country. The struggle is the first one thing to do. The second one, we'd like to connect each other and communicate each other